hombres que cuiden la tierra, mujeres que nutran las plantas. Hombres que cuiden la tierra, mujeres que nutran las plantas. Niños que escuchan atento a la voz de su abuelo.
Good morning. Here we are, 11:30 on CKUTZ FM 89.5, Cortez Community Radio. The Pranayama Pachamama Show, repeated Wednesdays from 10 to 11:30. Welcome everyone on the morning after a blustery storm. As I understand, the power is out, although you wouldn't notice in the radio station. It's amazing how the system in place to be able to continue playing the radio. So if you're listening, you're either from far away with power, or you're sitting in your car, or you have a generator going. In any way, you are committed. You are committed to the practice of the awakening soul here on the Pranayama Pachamama Show. So welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to the Natural Food Co-op for sponsoring this program and keeping open yourself, even with the power out, working with generators and half-mast, maybe, but still supplying the community with food and community well-being as well. So I've been off the air for a couple weeks, and coming back in to the practice, to the purpose, the movement, to the growth and the evolvement of our consciousness, the coming to fruition as we learn more and more about ourselves when we, pardon me, work with the process, the practice of yoga. Yoga is the union of body, mind, and soul. And it's a very old practice, and it stems from many different traditions, many different cultures, all based in the philosophy of all our answers are within, not only on an individual level, but also on a global level, on a collective consciousness, as it were. And one of these practices is working with energy, working with the concepts of energy. So today's program is in honor of, pardon me, I've just had a cold, like probably half of you out there, so working with the last bit of the phlegm in my lungs. But so energy, working with this concept during this shift as we move into the new year, as we pause in reflection during the solstice. This is the program for today. So, so on a personal level, balance is always in a constant play for me. It's, as a longtime yogini, I've explored the safe haven of spiritual practice, a place of integration, to settle into the simplicity of living in this body, and to know myself and my heart and my soul and the layers of conditioning and battle with the beast of my mind. So yoga gives me this resting in silence and stillness to receive just a glimpse of wholeness. As I understand the concepts through practice, the play is always there, it always exists. The dance between sane and insane, peace and chaos, And yes, difficulties arise as one attempts to embody knowing, and always bringing patience and tenderness into our practice. This softens the way and enables the expansion to happen as naturally as a flower blossoming, or as solid as a mountain being. And these concepts of nature bring to us a quality of understanding the depths and the complexity of the wisdom within us. So, seeing as this is a radio show and not a retreat or even a formal yoga class, I usually keep things pretty light. Pun completely intended. But today I'm going to get really serious, deep and dark, because let's face it, it's time. If you are listening to the show, it's because you are ready to expand and transform, to look at the deeper layers of self and find the capacity to fully rise in our unique leadership as we reach yet another precipice of the human ego. So some of us want to save the world, and some of us seem like we just don't care. And these are really the only two dynamics at play here right now, as it's solstice. It's this time when we are to pause and reflect. And as of now, this is where we are at in our global consciousness. So obviously, the planet can take care of itself. She's been here long before us, and she will be here long after us. So it's really up to us to fix us, to save us. And if there is that element of not caring, it's only because there's not that quality of the felt sense, the feeling. And if one can't feel, it's because there's been so much conditioning to not feel, or the fear to reveal. And so hiding in these these cloaks, these veils. And once we start to feel, it all sort of blossoms from there. It all sort of comes up from this point. Pardon me. So if we are all the same, which we are all the same, we are built to feel, from algae learning to grow roots, to learning to drop seeds, to learning to grow legs, to learning to express and experience love. So at what level do we, again, we start to open our hearts? And at what level do we begin to feel again this fearless and contingentness to the challenges we face every day, every moment? In our core, we are vulnerable and sensitive, deep creatures, putting on endless cloaks and veils to protect the fragility of our souls. So slowly, as a collective underground, we are learning to come back to our hearts, knowing ourselves, and learning to anchor our energy into the very fabric of life, grounding our practice into the simplicity of how we walk on the earth, our very level of vibrational energy, dancing that great mystery and guided by the desire to experience the qualities of being fully alive and awake and aware of our energy. And have this as the quality of which our society is based on. So our interactions are the interwoven fabric of our feelings, based on the connections we have with our bodies, with our hearts, with our light of our spirit. And this combination is the forefront to any interaction we have with life, with each other, and with the incredible, beautiful, and precious Mother Earth, this diamond in the great vastness of space. So with all our supposed knowledge that we have as we walk around with this I know everything attitude, there's three very big questions that are still remain very much unanswered. And that is there a God? What happens when we die? And is there other life in the universe? And these questions still remain relatively unanswered. and are still yet to be fully explored, as we are so busy with the actions of the ego, as we wait for these concepts to come. But we have this one life. We have this incredible, fantastic, overwhelmingly magical life on this overwhelmingly beautiful planet in this fragilistic cosmos. You know, all this energy moving, vibrating in sequence and patterns and mathematical equations in breath. And if it's not a spiritual thing, then it's a scientific thing. Everything is moving all the time. Every atom, every molecule, every planet, every moon, every star, every thought creates a pattern, a wave that ripples out, connecting with other patterns and ripples. Every breath creates physical context and contact with this energy. Every moment in this awareness creates health and well-being, creates openness, creates connection, belonging, a deep, meaningful connection with spirit. And once we are awakened and connected, there are a lot of things that we are doing that we don't want to do anymore or understand that we can't do anymore. So our purpose is not to consume, but then to evolve within the structure of life's intelligence. So the word solstice comes from the Latin word sun to stand still. It's 3 days, starting on the 21st till today, where the sun remains the same in the sky before returning to a cycle of longer days. And this is a pause in a very synchronized time of year when we're all taking a break and we're reflecting and celebrating and now being very globally conscious. It can be quite challenging and even painful to take these moments, knowing what's going on in the world, but vital to this understanding of a new beginning, a new paradigm. So as we are all 1 year wiser than the year before, what do we do with this wisdom? And what do we do with it is really up to us. These silent moments, these planting seeds in our minds and hearts, that flourish out into the universal matrix of energy and reflect our strength and resolve to flourish with the choices that we make. We are always going through hard times, strong times, deep times, exposing all the corners of how we relate and communicate and express truth. It's a vulnerable, fierce love, calling to allow something new to arise, learning to untangle certain patterns and energies, to commit to the love and the truth that vibrates at the very root of it all. It's a deep core of trust that we are being guided by the intelligence of life, regardless of how stubborn we seem to be. So breath and meditation on a regular basis is scientifically proven to help manage our well-beings and help us vibrate on a higher level. It literally transforms the brainwaves to decipher and interpret events and concepts on a new level of understanding. And literally, there are many different realities at play all the time. And according to what vibration our energy is moving at will be the reality that is reflected back to us. So if we use the context of love as our level of vibrational energy, we can then learn to experience love according to the frequency we are vibrating at. So clinical evidence proves that the benefit of meditation with certain sounds, like music, that can reduce stress. This is drug-free, I might add. And even improve memory and brain function and IQ. So sound literally has its own vibration that the brain naturally synchronizes with tuning into its desired state of equilibrium. So the concept of the practice that I'm offering today in this show is based on the projection of brainwave patterns emanating from the body during accelerated intake of oxygen through the conscious meditative practice of pranayama, the conscious breathing. So the best way to know what I'm talking about is to experience it for yourself. So I invite you to move through this exercise that I'm going to offer with a soft heart, an open mind, and a commitment to allow yourself to feel, to take the moment to feel. And in doing so, this means to sort of detach or disengage from the outside world for a little while, and sitting comfortably with a long straight spine, closing your eyes, and just starting to be more conscious of the breath, just following this natural rhythm of your inhales and your exhales, relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the jaw, relaxing the brow, and just taking this moment to just sit with your breath. This puts you in a state of presence, a quality of intention, that you are now focusing your awareness on what is happening inside the body. This allows you to start to slow down the thoughts of the mind and to bring in a natural rhythm through breathing through the nose. Inhale and exhale. Blow your nose if you have to. Clear the nasal passages. Get that breath deep within the back of the throat, expanding the belly like a balloon, opening the ribs, lifting the clavicle. And then as you release the exhale down right to the pools of the belly, pressing the belly against the spine as you exhale. And staying in this state until the music starts to begin. This rhythm will start to arise within the music, this beat. And I invite you to join that beat with your breath. So beginning with a 4-second inhale and then a 4-second exhale with the beat of the music. And just continuing this rhythm until the music starts to quicken. And then you're able to follow with a quick 2-second inhale and a quick 2-second exhale through the open mouth. So it's a quick breath in for 2 seconds, opening the mouth and exhaling, like you would maybe frosting a window, but a little bit more open than that. You really want to be able to release, then surrender the exhale through the mouth. And continue this rhythm with the beat. Inhale 2, exhale 2, inhale 2, long, deep, strong breaths. And I invite you to try to do this for about a minute with your eyes closed. And of course, looking up into the third eye. So you're really drawing your attention into the space in between the brow. And what this does, of course, is it engages a vision that is available to you behind your closed eyes. And these are ripples and patterns and movement of light and dark. And you can start to understand the quality, the interaction, the connection between what you're seeing in your third eye and what is happening within the body. And then even deeper, you can start to try and engage with the quality of the sensations that are happening in the body, the vibrations that are rippling through as you're bringing oxygen, awakening stem cells, which will then, of course, start to clear the body of any stagnation or blockages. This is the practice. This is where we work with breath and visualization and sensations in the body. And hopefully you can start to see these patterns that coincide with the heart and the surface of the skin. And at any time you can return to the 4-second breath, if you need to relax, or even if you need to lie down in a shavasana pose, it can get overwhelming sometimes with your just laying comfortably, but also awake and aware. But I really invite you to try and work with this and just imagine it as an experiment to see what happens. And I guarantee something will happen. Oxygen, prana, this is what we're intaking as we breathe deep, allows, of course, this awakening of energetic quality to open up in the body. And the more that we've become aware of this feeling, we can then start to see it visually as energetic waves coming off the body. So that is my gift to you for the solstice, is to work with this first 4 second breath in, 4 second breath out with the rhythm of the music. And then as it speeds, this is actually, it's not just music, it's a rhythm. This is Hernan Suarez. He's originally from Portugal. He lives in Bali. He plays the hung drum, which is also known as the pantam. And this is just a melody of sounds vibrating off a metal drum. He's doing this in the middle of the jungle. Simply him playing and recorded the percussion rhythm. And just allow these sounds to start to work in the body, to feel those physical sensations. And this music that I've chosen is sort of to create that sensation, to accelerate that sensation in the body. And then following that pattern, that rhythm, yeah, you're welcome to move the body with the rhythms of the sacred earth, this band, this music from Australia, that again works with a lot of sounds from the jungle, sounds of nature, leading us to more movement with the sounds of nature. And I invite you to just allow your body to move how it naturally needs to after doing this exercise. So please enjoy, as always, and be one with your body, mind, and spirit. This is Hernan Suarez.
Krishna to wake the love of God. Make up for Krishna to wake the love of God. Make up for Krishna for true liberation. Make up for Krishna for sweet sensation. Make up for Krishna to release anxiety. Make up for Krishna to support humanity. Make up for Krishna to reach my pleasure. May pleasure to reach my pleasure. Krishna Gobinda Gopala, Krishna Gobinda Gobinda Gopala, Krishna Murali Manohare Nandalala, Krishna Murali Manohare Nandalala.
The Maha Mantra reggae style with Sissy White from her album Soul Kirtan, which she's known for is bringing a little bit of jazz and soul into the mantras, into the devotional worshipping kirtan music that is so infamously famous for drawing in the qualities of these great divine sensations, these energies into the quality of our voice and the words that we speak and the vibration of our bodies. This is the Pranayama Pachamama Show here on CKTZ FM 89.5 Cortez Community Radio, Sundays from 11:30 to 1 and repeated Wednesdays from 10 to 11:30. We've been working with some energetic qualities, trying to raise our vibration using the concept of love as our level of vibrational energy, working with soma breath, which is a powerful pranayama exercise that it brings the quality of the oxygen to the body and the brain, and in the meantime also focusing on the third eye to draw in the qualities of those vibrations and start to actually see these qualities within us. So this is the process, the concept of the show. We had some nice music there from Janavi Harrison, Saligan Braj, which is like a combination of the Irish dance in It's basically a song they recorded in India with a bit of an Irish twist. And it has the mantra of Krishna. Of course, Krishna is the different qualities of the great divine and all sort of molded into one. And before that was Jamuna Pauline by Mari Das. He's from Germany, and so he has a good, I know, his own quality of music in his kirtan as well. So here we are, we're almost at the end of our show. Happens quickly, but the purpose of these exercises is to acknowledge that we are in this new paradigm of knowledge, that soon, hopefully, our educational system will actually include these concepts based on energetic qualities, as well as history and economics, but using this as a frame of knowledge. And it's always, our frame of knowledge is always shifting according to our experiences, according to what we learn year from year. It's always changing. And so looking at energy as frequencies, if we look at some of these different frequencies, generally speaking, we move in and out of these frequencies all the time. So anger and negativity is a low frequency. It's very dense, and it leaves us often feeling hard to focus, scattered attention, jumping around, sort of like a short circuiting. This causes illness. It causes accidents. It causes personal trauma. And then there's also the frequency of falling in love, which leaves us with these glimpses of higher realms, but often is held in conditions similar to drug use, you know, the highs and the lows of the frequency, depending on the substance, or if you have a dependent on a substance, and you can have a dependence on love as well. this is an interaction that we can start to feel with different frequencies of love, but on a higher frequency of love, the present is one expansive, vivid experience as everything moving in rhythm and vibrational patterns. And it's elevating and slowing according to the needs in the physical world. So you start to understand emotion. Emotion is basically energy in motion, and starting to understand the relationship between how we're feeling and how we're perceiving the outside world. So in high frequencies, observance is completely objective. We're understanding that everything is energy in motion, and then that includes what is acknowledged as the self, starting to see, starting to really stop acknowledging the ego and start acknowledging the soul. And this is maybe the New Year's resolution as we walk around interacting with life, especially with each other, with the human ego. If we stop acknowledging the ego and start to acknowledge the soul within that being, that perhaps could start to reflect on the on an energetic level. So these glimpses, these frequencies are glimpses that we receive in practice. Practice with mantras, breathing techniques, and the simple desire to expand and evolve the consciousness, noticing our vibrational energy range daily, can help us be more relatable to ourselves and the others around us, and inspire us to experiment with the idea of higher frequencies to transform our reality. And we can do this by becoming more aware of what we are feeling, and then expressing this in a as a positive experience. Oh, I'm feeling this way. Well, that's pretty darn neat, like to actually have that connection to my feelings. Starting to see it as a positive a reoccurrence will then start to become more natural to you as you move through this understanding of how the body is feeling. Or if need be, sitting with lower energies, making space for them in our lives, being able to understand that this is a process that we are going through, and having patience and understanding with that, rather than, of course, projecting that out to someone else. So prana charges us with this high vibrational energy, drawing in the breath, with prana allows this understanding to start to rise, to high, make our vibration or frequencies rise at higher levels. So the idea, of course, is to charge ourselves with prana, with breath, drawing it into our bodies through our breath, through somatic movement, moving the body according to the breath. This is what asanas come into play, where we start to stretch and elongate the body and strengthen the core muscles to be able to start to expand and extend energetically through our limbs. It's a process of the poses that we take in yoga. And yes, sound has a lot to do with what we are experiencing, not only the sound of our own voice, the vibration that it's causing within the body, and how it's connected to our thoughts. But of course, diet. No one really wants to hear it, but food is energy. Everything we digest has a frequency, and it fuses with our own energy. So expanding our diet of simple fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds can greatly accelerate the awareness of subtle energies in and around us. So anyone who chooses to fast or to simplify the diet can really notice this. This becomes quite apparent. And of course, the biggest challenge is lifestyle. Altering the way we live to suit this higher frequency. There's a lot of habits that are in play here that, of course, don't suit us anymore, are not beneficial to us anymore. So working with lifestyle, of course, is the big one. So in this great mystery of the spiritual revolution, we are constantly being guided by a higher self to grow and evolve through the reflections of energy, breaking through old patterns and conditioning to realign with new patterns emerging. So as we interact with community and society, to vibrate our higher frequencies allows the pattern to naturally grow and guide us to a more compatible future, accumulating in the collective energy field to transform our reality on a global level. So it takes about 5% of world population to change reality. So if 5% of us chose to vibrate at a higher frequency, then we would be transforming the world as a natural growth of intelligent life. So let's make this our New Year's resolution, to commit to vibrating at a higher level, to stop acknowledging the ego within and without, and only acknowledge the soul within and without. Choose to be the one who shifts the reality of the moment. Yes, be the change you wish to see. Stop the mass consuming. Stop participating in lower frequencies. Stop trying to fit in and stand out as an example of high vibes. Create peace wherever you go. Be the lighthouse, because you are worth it and it makes you beautiful. Sat Nam, truth is our name. This is the Black Rose of Fiji. Right to my.
shongo eko dia benta chahi ben benta ne
for humility, Ikar Ardas, here ending our program here on CQTZ FM 89.5, Cortez Community Radio. Satnam, Namaste, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And enjoy the activity of tapping into the matrix of patterns created by the expressions of energy. Remember, emotions is energy in motion. And then we can help to hope to understand the insanity as well as the sane. Enjoy your holidays, play safe, and dream hard. I shall leave you with an honor to the great Pachamama, our beautiful Mother Earth. This is Pajaro from Danit.
Chama.